Welcome to Random Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of a random Wikipedia page every day. The random article for Friday, September 8, 2023 is Back from the Grave, Volume 9. Back from the Grave, Volume 9, released on LP in 2015, is the ninth installment in the Back from the Grave series of garage rock compilations. Like all the entries in the series, it was assembled by Tim Warren of Crypt Records. As indicated in the subheading, which reads Raw Blast and Mid-60s Punk, this collection consists of many songs which display the rawer and more aggressive side of the genre and are often characterized by the use of fuzz-tone distorted guitars and rough vocals. In typical fashion, the set generally excludes psychedelic, folk rock, and pop-influenced material in favor of basic primitive rock and roll. The packaging contains well-researched liner notes written by Chris Bishop of GarageHangover.com, which convey basic information about each song and group, such as origin, recording date, and biographical sketches, as well as photographs of the bands. The album cover artwork features a highly satirical cartoon by Olaf Jens depicting noticeably gleeful revivified zombies who, on this occasion, have returned from rock and roll heaven on retro flying saucers and are targeting their customary victims, followers of supposedly heretical genres of music which have come to prominence over the years, which in this case include heavy metal, hardcore punk, insinuating that it is not true punk, rap, and modern pop country, all done with a noticeable disdain for iPhones, music downloads, and other popular specimens of current technology and fashion, i.e. exposed undies, but are presented as minor figures in Jens' Sistine Chapel-like diorama depicting a global TNT-blasted apocalypse initiated as a result of the zombies cleansing in their quest to permanently re-establish the reign of true rock and roll. The album begins with a driving proto-punk of Circuit Breaker, by the Pastels, from Pasco, Washington. The High Spirits from St. Louis Park, Minnesota, follow with a version of the Zombies' It's Alright With Me, which at midpoint shifts from a slow tempo accelerating in cadence, then rising to an organ-drenched climax consummated by a beasting guitar solo accompanied by cathartic screams. The Emeralds from Greenwood, Indiana are featured on the gritty blues-based Like Father Like Son, which recounts a woeful tale partially based on A Tale of Two Cities, by Victorian novelist Charles Dickens, in which the character Jerry Cruncher is a porter by day and a grave robber at night, whose lyrics snidely remark, "My son goes to the church where they wear the black capes where you're taught not to have your fun." Also included is the 1965 demo acetate version of It's a Cryin' Shame by The Gentlemen, from Dallas, Texas. Noel Allen and the Noble Savages are heard on the highly primitive sexually charged Animal. No Room for Your Love, by the Starfires, closes out the set. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1 o'clock UTC on Friday, September 8, 2023. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Back from the Grave, Volume 9. This podcast is produced by Abul Smay Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. On Mastodon, follow us at wikioftheday@masto.ai. Abul Smay Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Kindra Standard. Thank you for listening to Random Wiki of the Day.